This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Sea otters are pretty petite compared to other marine mammals, which means that despite their furry coats, they tend to lose heat quickly, and they need lots of energy to stay warm.
So they need to eat about 25% of their body weight every day.
Sarah McKay-Strobel, a sensory ecologist at UC Santa Cruz.
So we know they have to eat that much, but in order to eat that much food, that means that sea otters have to find all of that food, and that's where we come in.
She and her team analyzed the otters' senses to solve the mystery of how they're such efficient foragers. Vision isn't reliable, she says. It's pretty dark and murky underwater, and crabs and clams tend to hide. Hearing is also tough for otters in the noisy underwater environment, and sniffing is no good either.
When they're underwater, they're holding their breath.
But what's left is touch. So Strobel and her team measured the sensitivity of otters' paws and whiskers. They blindfolded an otter named Selka and then presented her with plastic plates engraved with tiny grooves, kind of like corduroy. Selka's job was to choose the plate with 2-millimeter grooves, which she'd been trained to associate with a tasty shrimp, instead of plates with differently sized grooves. Turns out Selka could perceive just a 1/4 millimeter difference in the groove's width with her paws, above and below water, and 0.5 millimeter difference with her whiskers.
The fact that she was able to perform so well while moving incredibly quickly, I think is really interesting and suggests that, you know, sea otters have very quick decision-making abilities and very quick sensory processing abilities, which makes sense when you think about the type of lifestyle that they lead and how quickly they need to find food.
The full details and a cute photo of Selka are in the Journal of Experimental Biology. For the record, humans can feel the difference too, but it takes us 30 times longer, which might make sense. After all, we evolved in environments where touch was less important in a hunt than were sight and sound.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.